Welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Shane Dwight. Welcome, sir.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's a pleasure.
I'm just sitting out here in Cali and enjoying the sunset in my hometown, and it's really cool to be able to have a nice moment here to talk to you. So what do you got to say?
Well, we're on two different sides of the country here. I'm here in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And you're out enjoying that beautiful, that's Northern California, right? I looked it up just, I like to get an idea where people are from.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's Central Coast is what they call it around here. Like it's Central Coast, meaning like Monterey, Santa Cruz, and then inland from that is where I grew up, like about 20 miles. So it's kind of central, it's not quite northern like Redding, California,
yeah.
But it's the Bay Area, San Francisco, south of San Francisco Bay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have to get out there someday. It's such a magical place, of course, just from, I'm a huge fan of entertainment and movies and television and, of course, music, so I know so much comes out of there that I just want to see it. I want to see what the inspiration is and just, you know, what makes it what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because I found so much in Nashville, moving to Nashville, but, you know, I can't never forget how much inspiration I had from California also. You know, because it does have something too, as does Nashville. You know, they both are very creative places.
Your bio talks about you spending your time split between those two locales. So,
yeah.
When you moved out to Nashville, what was that like for you? Was it a big shift?
It was. It was very spontaneous. Not spontaneous, but it was thought out, but quickly done. And I always wanted to live in the South. You know, I thought I would do it later in life.
Yeah.
And then an opportunity came up. I signed with an agency that was kind of booking me internationally, and I thought, well, I could kind of live everywhere, and why not live somewhere maybe different and cheaper? You know, California, where I grew up, is very expensive now. You know, it's the Bay Area. It's wine country / Silicon Valley country.
Silicon Valley,
you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so it's expensive, and I thought, you know, and why not do something different for a while, and then found it. It came to mind, Nashville, and I checked it out, and I fell in love with it. And so I moved out, and the experience was great, very cool. I was with my wife at the time, and it was kind of a strain for us, and we ended up splitting up, and I stayed in Nashville, and the musical experience has been so rewarding. I pray about it, put it that way. It's just been so great. I mean, two records written on the couch looking out that window.
Wow.
And another 40, 50 songs on top of that with co-writes. My house has kind of become the co-write house with my little people, my little network of folks that I'm working with, Adrian Smith and Derek Aldridge and a few other people. We're working around the clock out there writing songs out of there now. So it's been great, but kind of bittersweet.
You know, I spoke to another artist, well, two people that are based out of Nashville. The band is Marky Blue. And
yeah.
Singer's Marky and the guitar player is Rick Latina, and they're both out of Nashville as well, transplanted to Nashville. And they were just talking about how much they love it because of the constant creativity and the amount of musicians and the amount of professionals you're surrounded by all the time. It's like music is the business, and that's what everyone's doing. And it sounds like such a great place to be.
It is. It's very fun too. The energy out of the town can be very fun.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of good times there, man. And yeah, I've been very lucky. It's warm, it's a warm vibe. I mean, to come from Cali and meet folks out there and finally have friends after being there for 6 years. You know, I have a group of friends and co-writes and folks that I can hang out with and go out and experience and network with. It's been really a blessing and super fun.
I spent a week there just for a conference for work, and I loved it. I mean, just going out at night to all the different places, went to B.B. King's and went to a lot of different places to see live music. And just during the day, I would even cut out at lunchtime just to walk around the place by myself, and just at 11:30 in the morning, anywhere you look, there's somebody performing either on a street corner or inside.
Yep.